Fall tournaments are just about upon us, except in the UP, where tennis titles have already been earned, and Anna Tracy talks about the impact Title IX has had on her. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. The very first team titles of the 2022-23 school year were won last week with the Upper Peninsula Girls Tennis Championships. In Division I, Negaunee earned their eighth UP title in the last 10 years. The Miners captured individual titles at number 3 and number 4 singles and at number 2 and number 3 doubles, using their depth to help deliver another trophy. In Division II, Iron Mountain came out on top. The Mountaineers got victories in all 4 singles flights and at number 1 doubles. All 6 of those players are seniors. It's Iron Mountain's first girls UP tennis title since 2008. Now that UP tennis is in the books, Lower Peninsula boys tennis and girls golf are next to host their championships. That's followed by cross country and boys soccer on November 5th, volleyball, 8-player football, and swimming and diving on November 19th, and we wrap things up on November 25th and 26th at Ford Field with the 11-player football finals. For more information, including brackets, results, and how to get tickets, please check out MHSAA.com. Game balls this week go to Kent City soccer players Jarrett Jaramillo and Dylan Sutton, who each scored twice in a 4-0 win over Nuevo. The win clinched a share of Kent City's first soccer league title in school history. Flushing tennis player Scott Maneri, he helped lead his team to a 5th straight Flint Metro League tennis title by taking first in number 1 singles. And Grand Ledge senior Sean Foster. Foster ran for 396 yards and 7 touchdowns, including a 75-yarder with 51 seconds left and a 56-49 win over DeWitt.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mistudentaid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
What happens when the defense commits a penalty on an extra point try in overtime? First, the setup. Team A starts with the ball first and goal from the 10. On their very first play, they score a touchdown. The extra point is good, but the defense roughs the kicker. What are Team A's options? They can accept the penalty, move the ball closer to the goal line, and maybe go for 2, or they can take the results of the kick and have the penalty enforced when Team B takes over. Which means that instead of first and goal from the 10 with a chance to tie the game and send it into a second overtime, Team B would have first and goal from the 25. This costly penalty will certainly have an impact on the next possession, where Team B will need a touchdown.
Thanks, Sam. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you are interested, go to the MHSAA website now to register. On June 23, 1972, Title IX was signed into law. In the 50 years since, millions of girls have participated in an MHSAA-sponsored sport, and that number continues to grow every year. We've celebrated their numerous contributions and achievements in a variety of ways the past year, and will continue to do so leading up to the 25th annual Women in Sports Leadership Conference in October. Today, we highlight Anna Tracy. The recent Rockford Ram graduate was a standout gymnast who also participated in cross country and track and field. Tracy helped Rockford to the 2022 team gymnastics title and earned an all-around title in Division II. She's now studying human biology at Michigan State University.
Because sports have shaped me into the person I am today, a competitive, driven, and disciplined person. The lessons I've learned from competing are irreplaceable, and I just couldn't imagine who I'd be without sports present in my life. And the lessons I've learned and the characteristics I've developed have played a huge role in my daily life.
For more information on the WISL conference or for previous Title IX at 50 spotlights, please check out MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll see you next week.